This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation on the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm not one to mince words. You guys know this. And I want to tell you that I'm so sick of leftist. I'm sick of the racist that come from the left. I'm sick of the misogynist. I'm sick of the anti-Trump side of the left. I'm sick of the anti-American side of the left. I'm sick of them. I'm not treating them with kid gloves the way a lot of people do. I'm going to spend this hour talking about racism. There was a tweet that hashtag that was trending. It was says something about this is racist or no more racism or something like that. And it got me to thinking about all the energy we spend on racism when I know who the people who are the most racist in the country are leftists. And they constantly want us to believe that we are. And I'm going to read an article to you, pieces of it, from a guy. And then I want to juxtapose little pieces of the what's going on in the country inside of the article, because we're going to spend a lot of this hour on it. And you'll see why. I think you'll understand that we are about to go into yet another season of joy. The Christmas season will be upon us where we should be thinking about God's gift to the world. That he gave his only begotten son so that we could live and look for this thing that is now framed inside of a document called our Constitution. That Constitution gives you nothing that God didn't give you. All we did was put rules around it so that we could live within the spirit of what God created. That's what the Founding Fathers did. And what does the left want to do? They want to take all that out. Oh, no, we're going to take it out because, you know, it seems racist. We aren't appealing to all these other religions. I don't live in the Middle East. I'm not trying to appeal to the Quran. You know? And I know there are Jewish people out there that appeal to the Torah, and it isn't calling for the death and destruction of me. I'm just sick of these people. I'm sick of the nation that we created, and I said it earlier, we allowed these people to come into existence. We allow leftists their indulgences. We've allowed them to become deranged. We've been too easy on them. Leftist politicians ignore our laws. They ignore them. You say, we can't have citizens in this country hurting, taking away our resources, killing people, unless they come through the legal system and they're people that say to you, I don't care what you say. In fact, if you say that, I'm going to call you a xenophobe. I'm going to call you racist, depending upon the country where these people come from. I'm going to call you something that allows me to put you on the defensive. Well, you're not putting me on the defensive. If you don't come into this country legally, you have no standing with Kevin Jackson. I put the people who've come into this country legally above you. Sorry for you. That's just the way I feel. But these people ignore our laws and they set up sanctuary cities and they tell us we need to be humanitarian and bring refugees in. And it doesn't matter how much sanity you wrap around it and say, well, look, these are the number of Muslim terror attacks that have occurred by decade throughout the years, blah, blah, blah. And they've escalated to the point of going from 1 to 13 to 35 over a decade to 2,000 plus per year. And they ignore you. They pretend they don't know how it happened. Talking to a guy, a data guy for the Major League Baseball while I was at an event, and he's telling me about the data. Then we shift into politics because I told him, he's like, yeah, I recognize you from Outnumbered. And I said, yeah, I was on there, and I said, that's lame brain Marie Harf. And he defended her, and I knew exactly where he stood then. And I said to him, so here's what, yeah, I'm giving him statistics. I'm using data because I know he understands it. I'm giving him statistics about the person who ran over people. I'm in his city where a Muslim man ran over 8 people in a truck, killed them, really wounded, badly wounded 12 others. And he says, well, that's not the biggest attack. And he's trying to tell me what that the biggest attack was in Vegas. The number of people died. I said, that's not true. And so I'm explaining to him all the data, the stats, etc. You know what he says to me? Well, I don't believe you. And I go, okay, so when I go to this event, should I believe your data? And he looks at me. I said, you're an expert in baseball data. Do you hear me defending anything going up against you with respect to the data, the analysis that you do? Do you see this? We've talked about it for 15 minutes. Did I dispute anything you said? He said, no. I said, you know why that is? And he just looked at me. I said, it's okay to answer. He says, because I'm an expert. I said, yes, because I respect what you said because you're an expert in it. You're a layman in what you're talking about now. I've poked holes in everything you've said, and you continue to argue. I said, now, I'm an expert in this other side. What say you? Well, but, I said, and you continue to argue. He didn't even know what to say. Poor guy. But he got it. Yeah, we made friendly afterwards, but he's an idiot. Let me tell you, you don't understand how detached these people are. And we have allowed it. They impose standards. These leftists impose standards on America they dare not impose on other countries. Look at America. We have to diversify our colleges and universities. We have to be diverse in our culture, diverse in our capitalism, in our companies and corporations. We follow rules that look at the Chinese. Do you think the Chinese have a diversity problem in their companies? Do you think that they have to go out and find a certain number of women, a certain number of Guatemalan midgets, a certain number of black folks, whatever, handicapped? Or do you think they just make products? By the way, if you got one of those fidget spinners, you got a fidget spinner? Any of y'all got one? Yeah, everybody's got them. They're recalling them. They're made in China. You know why? Lead, of course. They're dangerous. You're spinning something and poisoning yourself. I took all my fidget spinners away from my kid. By the way, I saw the best fidget spinner is a revolver, six shooter. That's a man's fidget spinner right there. All I'm telling you folks is we are the people that allow the derangement to happen within leftists because we don't challenge them. I had some people telling me while I was traveling, they said, Kevin, you know, I just prefer not to get into a battle with certain people and blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And I went, why? Why do you not want to battle? I go, the minute you go, I don't want to battle, that other guy goes, I want to battle. You don't want to go. When somebody says, I don't like Trump, I don't say anything about it. People to this day tell me they don't want to tell people they voted for President Trump. I mean, how are you going to win? Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about these deranged folks. I'm going to tell you a story about a guy. He asked the question, can my children be friends with white people? This is an article you do not want to miss me dissect. Back in a bit, folks, to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find the show anytime you want, 24/7. And go there. That's where you need to get, you know, more, a little bit more intimate with me. I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying, you know. And my book, Race Pimping, you can get racepimping.com. I suggest you get this book because it explains a lot of the things I talk about all the time. I was talking about allowing leftists to become deranged. That's what we have done as conservatives. We've ignored them. It's like a child who's throwing a tantrum. You're told to ignore them, and you can. But with a child, you have them all the time, and they will eventually learn the ways of your family. Leftists don't. They go back to their little enclaves, their cocoons of ignorance, and they continue to foment over what you said and get more and more angry with you and not getting solutions, but instead getting more and more ingrained with others around them. They're a scary bunch, the left. And the only way to get them out of their pathology is when you get them out of their group and you force them to have to listen. Then they listen. If they're in a group, they're amazing to watch. They will self-correct each other instantaneously. You've got to be... No, you don't want to say... They do that. If I'm in a group of conservatives and we're talking and somebody says, well, Kevin, I don't know about that. I'll go, well, you may not, but I do. I don't try to tell you how to be. I might go, yeah, I disagree with you, Ted. Yeah, I don't believe in that. But I won't go, ooh, Ted, wow. You know? You can do what you want, say what you want, but I'll tell you quickly, I disagree. But we can agree to disagree. You know, you might like size zero girls. And I go, I prefer, I don't know, size six. Oh, Kevin, fat shaming. You know, whatever. I could easily get away with that if he liked zero girls. Oh, don't like the fatties, do you, Ted? Yeah, look at you, fat shaming over there, buddy. That's how the left would handle that. Just giving you an idea. I talked to these guys are ignoring our laws. They impose standards on America. I've researched diversity throughout the world, and I keep coming back to the same conclusion: we are the most diverse country on the planet. Always. In every sector. I mean, I don't know how you measure the number of indigenous whites, the blacks, the Hispanics, whatever, but we got it all. Excuse me, we have it all. So, what are they talking about? And then I profiled all these other countries. Muslim countries, practically monolithic. African countries, monolithic. The only countries where diversity is discussed is white countries. Europe. Scandinavia, how many refugees are you going to take? Simple reason why. Nobody's leaving the white countries going to these countries of color. El Salvador. We got MS-13 gang problems in America because El Salvador is in the middle of a civil war. We got problems coming from the Middle East. People on the run. Why? Because Muslims are in the midst of a civil war. The Shias are fighting with the Sunnis. Or whoever. Look, there's a lot of people in America. The only people fighting with each other are gangbangers. And the rest of us get along. But we have to have this stupid discussion all the time. Politicians ignoring our laws, bringing in more and more ingrates who do nothing but take from this country. They don't want to give back. They don't want to come here and assimilate. They don't like us. But that's where we are. Oh, my goodness. Politicians. Looking at the laws of Britain and Canada. Ooh, we're going to love that Canadian healthcare system. Yeah, that Canadian healthcare system that has people on waiting lists to get blood tests. If I want to get something done in America, I'll go. I got five choices as to where I can go to get something done immediately. You don't have to wait. I may wait a few hours. I might even have to wait a day or so. But I don't have to wait with, you know, life and death on the line. You kidding? But they want to bring in all these laws. Crazy. Oh, well, I was going to tell you guys a quick story before we get into this too far, because I forgot about it. So I'm walking down the street in New York, and you guys know I talk about Guatemala midgets a lot. So I'm walking down the street, and I'm headed to either, I think, a hotel or maybe an event, I don't remember, and I'll be a son of a gun, I hear this guy go, hey, Pepe! And there's this little dude coming from down under the city's got a, you know, basement. But he's coming up on the street from a basement. And I'll be doggone if it's not a Guatemalan midget. I'm not lying. I'm like, I've got to get a picture with this dude. But he was so busy. They were like, Pepe. And he's like talking, you know, hey, I got to get over here. I got to go over here. And he's running around. And I'm trying to scare. I'm like, dude, it's the minute you stop, I'm getting a picture. You know, but I was rushing to get somewhere, so I said, I'll stop back by and get this picture, because this is my new best buddy right here. Dude's like 3'8", you know, I'm telling you, he's tiny. He was as wide as he was tall, and he's Guatemalan midget, right there. It's like, you don't even know. He doesn't even know how pleased I was to see him, and see him working. Oh, man. Let me go back to what I was talking about. Allowing these leftists to become deranged. As I said, They go out, they look at countries, they find the health care. Where do you think you're going to get better health care than in America? Oh, Kevin, you don't even know. Over in such and such, they've got amazing health care. Can we not get it here? Oh, the FDA hasn't approved. Okay, well, if you're talking about approval of drugs, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But in terms of health care, pure health care, tell me where you want to go. Tell me. You got brain something going on. What do you think, you know, what are you talking about? I want Dr. Ben Carson working on my head. I know he's a pediatric brain guy, but he'll recommend the right person. I'm not going offshore. I'll do it right here. So these guys want you to believe healthcare is better. They want you to believe education's better. Education is better in the way that it's evolved. The U.S.'s education is the best education in the world, and let me tell you why. Because even though they got this cookie cutter approach that, you know, destroys the minions among us, the people's minds who are the top thinkers in America, there's nobody that thinks like us. Nobody in the world. The closest might be Britain or France, but they're losing it. See, America, you see the world through complete openness. You see, the vastness of the universe is not full. It's empty to you. And versus it being full in the sense of communism or some other strange form or even socialism that says you cannot think this way. You cannot think, like in France, for example. Oh, if you say something negative against Muslims, they go, well, we're going to put you in jail. Well, so that stops your thoughts from even coming around that. You don't want to wrap your mind around it. So I want you to think about everything that you stop thinking about when somebody says, oh, you can't say midget. Kevin, it's little person. No, it ain't. It's midget. You can think little person. I'll think midget. So my point is this. You can't have the best system of learning if your mind can't be expanded to its biggest point. You know the old saying, the mind once expanded never regains its original shape. That's the road.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Of the Kevin Jackson Show.
What else is going on? Today, President Trump tweeted that our criminal justice system is a joke. Yeah. He then tweeted, I mean, how is my entire family not in prison? What are we doing here? Yeah,
welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Not even funny. Conan, I mean, without a laugh, laugh now, audience. That's not even, nobody's going to laugh. That's not even funny. President Trump, what's his family going to go to jail for? Being successful? Don't be surprised. Folks, there are people they want to put in jail because they're successful. You. Look at what they're doing to Roy Moore. I'm just telling you, folks, we are being ruled by madmen. We live in a time of madmen. It is our responsibility to confront these leftists everywhere they are. I do it. I recommend it. Don't be afraid of it. Get yourself. You don't have to be that deep, people. Kevin, you got all the stats and stuff. No. Mm-mm. Just be loud in your argument like they are. Be just as loud. And when you're done, if you feel like you lost, call them a racist. Why not? That's what they do. Since when do citizens sacrifice our sovereignty to madmen? When do we start thinking this is a good strategy for us? We've allowed these people to make being American an entitlement. We've allowed them to make a whole subgroup of people believe that poverty is good, and if you go out and strive for something significant, then, you know, they're... You know, that you're the one that's a bad guy and they're the good guys. They're the ones that want to stay at home. To be American, folks, is either the luck of God allowing your DNA to be assembled on this soil, or citizenship in the greatest country in the world is earned. That's the way you get it. And the citizens determine how you get here, not bureaucrats. Diversity, folks. That's what they call this great experiment of America. We need to be more diverse. No, we don't. We don't need another ounce of diversity. In fact, we should be less diverse. I'd like to get rid of black teen thugs. I'd like to get rid of Muslim terrorists. And I'd like to get rid of most leftists I know. Which, by the way, those two fall under that other category as well. I'd like to get rid of those groups because then we would have practical utopia. These guys preach diversity, yet they teach racism. That's what the left teaches, racism. They want you to believe that people like you, who don't give a crap, all you care about is character. They say you're racist. Let me tell you why. Because the majority of young black men in this country now, these teenage blacks, they have no character. and you have disdain for them because they are not men of character. Now they say, well, they could be taught character. Well, so could anybody. They don't have it, so I don't like them. Oh, that's racist. No, it's not. That's me sticking to principle. I'm going to tell you right now, as a black man, I don't like those little thugs. I don't like the way they make me look, and I don't like what they do to the people in this country. I'm not racist. I wouldn't raise my children to be that way. My sons are not like them. Oh, Kevin, you're better than them. You're dang right I am. I am better because I know what it's like to be a person of character. Does it mean I live up to it 24/7? The answer is no. I'm a failed, flawed Christian. Am I proud of that? No. But I'm just like you. So I don't put myself in some lower class of it. You're a failed, flawed Christian. Just get over yourselves. But I'll tell you this, you're a person who tries to be a person of character. And it's built on some Judeo-Christian value that the left doesn't want you to have. They want to demonize you for that. Because you want to hold people to a standard. They teach racism. They teach hatred of God. They teach hatred of this country. All things that we stand for in America. That's what they teach. That's what they want to teach. That's what they want your children to learn is hatred. A guy by the name of Yankunov, Ikal Yankunov, wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times, and he says this: my oldest son, wrestling with a four-year-old's happy struggles, is trying to clarify how many people can be his best friend. My best friends are you and Mama and my brother. But even a child's joy is not immune to this ominous political period, he writes. This summer's images of violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, prompted an array of questions. Some people hate others because they are different, I offer, lamely. A childish but distinct panic enters his voice. But I'm not different. And he writes this: it's impossible to convey the mixture of heartbreak and fear I feel for him. Now here it comes, folks. Donald Trump's election has made it clear that I will teach my boys the lesson generations old, one that I, for the most part, nearly escaped. I will teach them to be cautious. I will teach them to be suspicious. I will teach them distrust. Much sooner than I thought I would, I will have to discuss with my boys whether they can truly be friends with white people. When I tell you, these morons teach. They teach hatred. They teach racism. I'm not kidding you. Why should this kid not trust white folks? Are they the ones committing the crimes in America? The answer is no. He says this: meaningful friendship is not just a feeling. It's not simply being able to share a beer. Real friendship is impossible without the ability to trust others, without knowing that your well-being is important to them. So I'll give you a perfect example in my life. I had a situation, and a friend of mine, black dude, we lived together, we were friends. We did a lot of stuff together. Knew a lot about each other. Very deep personal stuff. And we both were doing really well when we met. Well, I switched careers, started doing this, and ran through money faster than I ever would have imagined. And I needed, not serious money, but decent amount of money. Not the kind of money you just go to, you know, anybody and get. 10 grand. I'll just tell you what I was looking for. I was looking for 10 grand. So I called my buddy up, knowing that he has it. Because had he called me at a time in my life, I would have had it and would have gladly given it to him. And he gives me 50 reasons. He starts asking me a bunch of questions. Nah, nah, what about this? Can you pay back? Nah, nah. And I'm going, look, man, no offense. You know me. I'm good for it. I'm struggling right now. I need the money, but, you know, whatever. So he got to the point where I felt like I was having to beg him for it, right? So I finally said, look, dude, here's the deal. You know I need it. And now you're putting me through this. If this were opposite, this wouldn't be happening. You'd have that money in your bank account. But that's okay. And I blew it off. And I needed it badly. One of my friends, no lie, I hadn't talked to this gentleman in 20 years. We knew each other in high school. We got reconnected on Facebook. He finds me, says, call me up. I called him. So overjoyed to hear from him. And he says to me, Kev, you mean so much to me, man. I can't believe I found you, blah, blah, blah. He says, I'm doing really well. He tells me about his life. And he says, if there's anything you need, you let me know. And I said, you know what? Maybe this is God telling me to talk to you about this. Because I'm not the type of person that, you know, even says that. I'll figure out a way out without involving other people. But I said to him, you know what, Brad? I need $10,000. And he says, done. When do you need it? It was that simple. Now, first guy, black guy. Brad hadn't talked to him in 20 years. Other guy had probably talked to him within a year. Had talked to him, you know, through Facebook and a bunch of other stuff literally once a week. Lived with him. We were buddies, blah, blah, blah. No money. Talked to a friend, white guy, I hadn't seen in 20 years. The first thing out of his mouth is, done. And this guy wants to know if his boy, whatever this dude writing this piece, wants to know if his boy can be friends with white people? This is crazy. See, what Brad wasn't looking at me as black. Brad is looking at a kid he grew up with who, in a tumultuous year in his life when we were buddies, when we got to know each other, he saw salvation in me that extended beyond that. And that's our friendship. And there was no amount of time that was going to take that away. And he also knew I'm good for it. This guy goes on. He says, history has provided little reason for people of color to trust white people in this way. And these recent months have put the starkest relief the contempt in which the country measures the value of racial minorities. What a moron. When I told you guys, I'm sick of these leftists setting the narrative, these false narratives about you and many of my friends, I couldn't overstate that in any way, shape, or form.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. I'm talking about this racist. I don't know what this guy's nationality is, but he's obviously not white. And he's written an op-ed in the New York Times. His name is Iko Yankunov. I have no idea who he is. I honestly don't. He's a person of color, obviously. Because he's questioning if his children can be friends with white kids. And he's talking about Trump is the catalyst of what is this new America that he's having to deal with. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is this man talking about? Here's what I suggest to all these big city dwellers, these leftists. Get out. Go visit regular people. Go talk to them. Find out what they're about. You're going to be shocked. He goes on to say this: America is transfixed on the opioid epidemic among white Americans, who often get hooked after being overprescribed painkillers. While studies show that doctors underprescribe medication for African Americans. Now let me stop there just to show you how idiotic this man is. White people are getting overprescribed opioids, and it's creating a crisis, an opioid epidemic that he says it's only affecting white folks. And his rationale is it's because black people are underprescribed opioids. So it's, which does he want? Is he wanting black people to be overprescribed opioids like whites? Certainly not, right? But he's blaming doctors who are preventing black folks from being part of this opioid epidemic that's such an epidemic that it's risen to the level to where Donald Trump, President Trump, is having to get involved. And Barack Obama, at the end of his term, started addressing it. It's risen to the level of where we are sounding alarm bells, and he's like, well, they underprescribed to black people. Why can't they make us part of this condition? That's how stupid black people are. That's what I'm talking about. Now, if he's not black, even worse. Because this is a white guy that's trying to protect black people by saying, you should be part of the opioid epidemic so that you can see that America's not racist. Well, you know what? I tell you what. I prefer not to be. This is what I'm talking about. It says, but when black lives were struck by addiction, we're cordoned off in minority communities with the police and threw away an entire generation of black and Hispanic men. So now he's saying that when blacks are crackheads or whatever, they're cordoned off. Does anybody want to get me to argue with who's cordoning off black folks? Which political party does the cordoning off of black people? That's a trick question. You don't need to answer. It's actually rhetorical. It says, likewise, despite centuries of exclusion and robust evidence of continuing racism, minority underemployment is often couched in the language of bad choices and personal responsibility. When systematic joblessness strikes swaths of white America, we get an entire presidential campaign centered on globalization's impact on the white working class. Even the nerve of some rich or visible African Americans to protest that America and its laws and its police has rarely been just to all has been met with the howls of a president who cannot tolerate that the lucky and uppity do not stay in their places. See, this guy right here, I would love to debate him. I would hand him his butt. He wants you to believe that the underemployment of blacks is because of you, conservatives. Let me explain the underemployment of blacks for the leftists that are listening to the program. The underemployment of blacks is because of you, leftists. It is because you have made black people stupid and feel entitled. You have. You've made them ill-prepared for the workforce. The only thing they're prepared to do is to complain. That's it. And then you show black folks burning down cities, picketing, taking a knee, ruining businesses like the NFL, like ESPN and others, and you expect somebody to go out and hire a bunch of black folks. Let me tell you what people don't hire. It has nothing to do with color. They don't hire troublemakers. Give me two people of equal ability and let me find out that one of them is a whiny, complaining person. I don't care what political, I don't care what their color is. I don't want them. I don't want trouble. You want to know why people are going on social media now looking at people and debating, do they want to be involved? I don't know. Let's go look at their Facebook page. Because they're debating on do they want to be bothered. Don't even look at their resume. You better know there are people now in organizations that you submit your resume, they go look at your Facebook, they go look for you, and they go tear it up. And you know what? There are a lot of names like Shaniqua and Jaquan on there. See, you can be... to go there and interview and act like you're Mr. All, very professional. But when they look at your Facebook page and you got your bandana on and you talking about being a Crip and you got your weapon pointed sideways into the camera where somebody takes a picture of you, then let me tell you something. People get very leery of hiring you. The guy goes on, he says this. As against our gauzy national hopes, I will teach my boys to have profound doubts that friendship with white people is possible. When they ask, I will teach my sons that this beautiful hue is a fault line. Spare my platitudes of how we are all the same on the inside. Spare me the platitudes, rather. He says, I first have to keep my boys safe. And so I will teach them that before the world shows in this particular brand of rending, violent, awful, fatal betrayal. Let me assure you that my heartbreak dwarfs my anger. I grew up in a classic Midwestern town. With all the American faults, it was a diverse and happy childhood kind of place. Slightly dull in the way that parents wish for their children. If race showed in class lines, school cliques, and being pulled over more often, our little Americana lacked the deep racial tension and mistrust that seems so hard to escape now. So let me tell you what this guy is describing. He's describing moving from middle America to the city. And he won't dare tell you that where he got his university training is exactly the place where racism exists. How many black teachers were there at his college or university? He didn't go to an HBCU. He went to a regular college. He went there where they taught him about diversity and ethnic studies. And they explained to this really willing sponge of just how bad it was for him, how bad his lifestyle was where he grew up, where he, to use his own words, said, I didn't see that. You know, we didn't have the stuff that they're talking about. So he moved to the big city. He got indoctrinated, not only at the city, but in the urban indoctrination center. And now he sees it all. He said, look at all this racism, the cops, and you know who all it points back to? His people, leftists. That's who it points back to. And what's interesting to me is the New York Times publishes this. They're promoting this idiotic way of thinking. Because guess what? They're the New York Times. What do they know? They know New York. What they feel is an absolute indicative of the New York experience for them. One of the most diverse places on the planet, and all they talk about is racism. Go walk the streets of New York. I was there. No, there's no gang war. I'm not kidding. You can hear every language. People of every different color, shape, size, you name it, right, walk right by you. There's nothing going on, and all they talk about is racism. And you know what's really interesting? The majority of those faces you see are not white. They're not. It's unbelievable. He says, what's surprising is that I am heartbroken at all. It is only for African Americans who grew up in such a place that watching Mr. Trump is so disorienting. What exactly is he talking about with Mr. Trump? You know, when Donald Trump raises unemployment goes up for everybody. Now, let's look at Barack Obama's numbers. Barack Obama was cruel to blacks in comparison to whites. Not just in unemployment numbers, in economic strata. Blacks, we may be the only group, well, everybody got hit. But we got hit the worst under Barack Obama of every group. If you want to look at just race and culture, we got hit the worst. He said, it's just, honestly, the only reason why I'm covering this, and I wanted to cover it with respect to other news, and I don't know that I did a good job of that. But the reason why I wanted to cover this is I want you to understand these people are out here. And they're looking for a scapegoat. They want Donald Trump to be that scapegoat. Here's what I really hope that Omarosa and the Trump camp is able to do. I hope they're able to really do something significant for blacks, to shut these clowns up. Empowerment zones, just build one or two. That would be enough to be able to rub their faces in. You know what I'm saying? Short break.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.